was having a chat the other day with some community neighborhood friends, and one particular individual was speaking about this project that had happened recently in the West End of Vancouver. In a nutshell, the concept is fostering community through participatory budgeting. West End community members hence get to vote on how to spend $100,000 of public funds to improve their neighborhood. Had no idea this was going on. This conversation came about when this particular individual had mentioned, how do you feel personally that democracy works for you? She was talking about bottom-up democracy. And confessedly, I had never come across this term. Don't know, didn't know what it is. And here are some notes from various conversations regarding bottom-up democracy. This is Sidecuts. I'm your host, Andy Wong, recording live here in Vancouver, British Columbia, on the West Coast, Best Coast. Episode 42, Bottom-Up Democracy. Just some notes on this foreign concept of bottom-up democracy. So basically, it's difficult to activate a mass of independent thinkers who are not organized by singular beliefs. So for example, the Jewish community, and specifically, for example, the evangelical Christians in the U.S. are notoriously effective political lobbyists, due in part because they are organized and can hence exert influence. Unlike atheists who are not organized and who are more likely to be independent thinkers and opposed to authority, religion facilitates an organization of ordination at large. We experience democracy as an atheist experiences religion. That is, we are unable to exert influence as opposed to, say, aforementioned evangelical Christians who yield great influence because they are an organized mass. We do not typically exercise democracy because we are not united in lobbying. Hence, our regard for democracy is akin to the zero influence of atheists. I was reading about evangelical Christians and how powerful they are in political lobbying because they are an organized mass. Needless to say, they are an institution. Unlike atheists who are not organized and tend to be opposed to authority and conforming to a group, which ironically becomes their obstacle in exerting influence. Similarly, we as common folk experience democracy in a similar fashion, in that we are not a unified and organized group. Ironically, once again, we are opposed to an authority that we do not question, which becomes the obstacle to actualizing democracy. Sorry, it's choppy. I'm just paraphrasing some of the conversations we were having. The question hence becomes, how do we activate social consciousness to view democracy as an effective tool? We tend to view democracy as an ambiguous structure that affords us freedom. We do not view democracy as a tangible structure. It's more akin to a dream. To answer your question, because our friend that brought up this whole concept of bottom-up democracy and how to activate it, she was just sort of asking the bunch of us there that night, how would you propose to do it? How can we as a community utilize democracy to create positive change for the neighborhood in terms of social infrastructure or simple add-ons like more swing sets or public barbecues in parquettes, etc.? I feel we need to make democracy cool. People need to understand consciousness is not just a spiritual state of mind or a mode of internal civility. The terms and meanings of freedom and consciousness needs to be replaced by new language to incite a new social media definition for democracy itself. That is, it could be a forum, it could be a platform, it could be a new Facebook, a new Instagram, a new Twitter, and it must become our concept. It must embody our concept for what bottom-up democracy is or stands for. Being that social media is the universal language of the world, democracy needs to speak in that language. And again, whether it is a website, a forum, an app, the platform for bottom-up democracy must speak a language no one has heard in describing or alluding to the concept of bottom-up democracy. Has to be new, kind of like when Instagram first showed up and we're all like, what is this? Nowadays, we exist through Instagram. We can exist through Instagram, and in our mind's eye, we experience life as a feed, a new language that we all speak. Bottom-up democracy will need to be defined by how we visualize it. It will have to be an actual material thing, something we can all touch or swipe, a cool thing that we can physically exist through. What that might be, I have no clue. But yes, love my neighborhoods, love my hood, love my neighbors, love my community. And that's just a sample of some of the conversations that we had been having recently regarding the whole notion of a bottom-up democracy. This is Sidekicks.